Is Texas getting a new Speaker of the House? It's September 25th, 2023, and these are your headlines. The Paxton impeachment sham has Republicans and Texans more unified than ever before. And they're saying Dade Phelan needs to go. Now let's talk about the meeting the Texas GOP held this weekend in Corpus Christi. The state Republican Executive Committee is made up of one man and one woman from each of the state's 31 Senate districts, plus the Republican Party of Texas chair and vice chair. They meet every quarter to conduct party business. This meeting just happened to take place 1 week after the acquittal of Attorney General Ken Paxton on all impeachment charges that had placed House Speaker Dade Phelan, his leadership team, and the entire way the House operates under a magnifying glass. Not only from criticism from Ken Paxton, but from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick as well, with him going as far to say Phelan is, quote, undeserving of his leadership position. Now, we've talked previously about censure resolutions. These are official condemnations of lawmakers that the party can approve that allows them to spend money against them in the next election. Because of some technical timing issues, we won't get into the details of that, but censure was taken off the table for Dade Phelan for this quarter's meeting. Instead, they passed the next best thing, a resolution calling on him to resign as Speaker of the House or be replaced by the members in an upcoming special session. The reasons are not too surprising for those who have followed this closely. Speaker Phelan voted for the impeachment of Ken Paxton, pressured other House members to do so, and has defended it even after it was revealed to be devoid of any evidence or merit, as we all saw during that trial. He's placed Democrats in key leadership positions in the Texas House in direct defiance of the wishes of Republican voters, and the party says he ignored or actively undermined several GOP priorities during the regular session and failed to advance salient legislation to secure our borders and our elections. Given the increased attention that has been placed on Dade Phelan in recent weeks, it's not surprising that the Texas GOP would pass a resolution to this effect. That's not the surprising part. What should amaze people is that it was passed by a vote of 58-2. Say that again, 58-2, almost unanimous. That can't be overstated, okay? Republicans from all corners of the state, different ideological bents and variants, are unified in agreement that Dade Phelan needs to go. But it's not just that. They're unified against the impeachment sham attempt on Ken Paxton. Just look at the Texas Senate for that, where you might remember there were only two Republicans that supported impeachment charges, and he was acquitted without even a majority vote in support. This would not have happened 10 years ago. Heck, this wouldn't have happened 2 years ago. So, what's next? Now what? Well, we're expecting any day now an announcement on a special session that'll come from the governor. That's a dangerous position for Dade. If this continues bubbling up, one of the first orders of business could be a vote for a new speaker. You already have some lawmakers calling for this, and the Republican Party of Texas's calls for a new speaker will only fuel this further. And what has Phelan said about this? So far, nothing. Quiet, too, are the vast majority of members that supported him for speaker in January. Something could be changing soon. As the border crisis intensifies, Texans are turning attention to an illegal alien housing development called Colony Ridge, situated just north of Houston in Liberty County. The Texas GOP also passed a resolution this past weekend calling for action on Colony Ridge. The resolution says the Republican Party of Texas asked for legislation to be added to the upcoming special session call or to a subsequent special session to prevent further settlement of illegal aliens in Colony Ridge and any other areas of Texas. According to the resolution, the party is also asking Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton to initiate a full investigation into the development activities of Colony Ridge and its possible connections to elected officials in the region. Colony Ridge Communities is the land development company responsible for providing loans for the construction of one of the largest illegal alien settlements in America. Notably, it's funded by one of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's major donors. Terrenos Houston, the marketing program for Colony Ridge, advertises to illegal aliens by indicating that they do not require traditional bank loans, nor do they need social security numbers or even a proven job history to apply, Instead, the company operates through owner-financed lots for illegal aliens who don't qualify for most loans. The company is particularly active on international media platforms and produces marketing videos in Spanish, promoting incentives like discounts and video tours of the area's new schools. The resolution noted that enrollment in Cleveland ISD schools, that's the school district that Colony Ridge is in, increased from 6,500 students to over 12,400 students over the course of 4 years. Lastly, a federal judge has ruled that West Texas A&M University President Walter Wendler did not violate the First Amendment when canceling a drag show at the university. Earlier this year, a pro-LGBT group planned to host a Fool's Drag Race on campus. The event was rated PG-13 and advertised as a fundraiser for the Trevor Project, a controversial nonprofit focused on LGBT youth. Once Wendler heard about the event, he emailed students, faculty, and staff that the event was canceled and said the university would not host a drag show on campus. Then it went to the courts. This ruling by U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek states that Wendler's decision to cancel the show was not objectively unreasonable. Kaczmarek contended that Wendler knew of the potential lewdness, which is prohibited under school policy. Additionally, since the group had advised Wendler that the event would be open to children, Kaczmarek indicated that this strengthened Wendler's argument for canceling the event. A spokesperson for West Texas A&M told Texas Scorecard they cannot comment on pending litigation. Check out the latest news of the day at texasscorecard.com.